Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, the 25th of June 2019 is Raymond Lean. Brigadier General Sir Raymond Lionel Lean, the 12th of July 1878, the 25th of June 1962, was an Australian Army officer who rose to command the 48th Battalion, then 12th Brigade, during World War I. For his performance during the war, Lean was described by the Australian official war historian, Charles Bean, as the foremost fighting leader in the Australian Imperial Force, AIF, and the head of the most famous family of soldiers in Australian history, among other accolades. After the war, he served as Commissioner of the South Australia Police from 1920 to 1944, for which he was knighted. A businessman and part-time citizen forces officer before the war, Lean was commissioned into the 8th and led a company of the 11th Infantry Battalion at the landing at Anzac Cove, Gallipoli, on the 25th of April 1915. He rose to temporarily command his battalion, and was made a Companion of the Distinguished Service Order, DSO, awarded the Military Cross, twice mentioned in dispatches, and wounded three times during the Gallipoli campaign. After returning to Egypt, the AIF was reorganized, and Lean was appointed as the commanding officer of the newly formed 48th Battalion, which soon after was transported to the Western Front in France and Belgium. Important battles that the 48th were involved in under his command included the Battle of Pozières in 1916, and the First Battle of Bullecourt and First Battle of Passchendaele in 1917. During the latter battle, he was severely wounded. During 1916 to 1917, he was mentioned in dispatches three more times, was made a Companion of the Order of St. Michael and St. George, and awarded a bar to his DSO. After recuperating, in early 1918 he returned to his battalion and led it during the German Spring Offensive of March and April 1918, which included heavy fighting near Dernancourt, for which he was again mentioned in dispatches. As a battalion commander, he proved a difficult subordinate, disobeying the orders of his brigade commanders at both Pozières and Dernancourt. In June 1918 he was promoted to colonel and temporary brigadier general to command the 12th Brigade, which he led during the Battle of Amiens in August, and the fighting to capture the Hindenburg outpost line in September. He was mentioned in dispatches a further two times after the conclusion of the war, and in early 1919 was also awarded the French Croix de Guerre, and made a Companion of the Order of the Bath for his gallant and able leadership while commanding the 12th Brigade. During the war, four of his brothers and six of his nephews served, with two of his brothers and two of his nephews being killed. After helping oversee the repatriation of soldiers back to Australia, Lean returned home to South Australia in late 1919. In May the following year he was selected as the next Commissioner of the South Australia Police, taking up the appointment in July. His appointment was initially controversial within the force, as there had been an established practice of selecting the commissioner from within its ranks. Lean also returned to part-time soldiering, commanding at the brigade level until 1926, not without controversy. His administration of the police force was generally praised, although he did have to weather several storms, one of which involved a royal commission into bribery of some of his officers by bookmakers. He was a foundation member and inaugural president of the Legacy Club of Adelaide, established to assist the dependents of deceased ex-servicemen. In 1928, during a major dispute over the industrial award applying to waterfront labourers, Lean provided police protection to non-union workers, and on one occasion personally led a force of 150 police that successfully confronted the crowd of 2,000 waterside labourers who wanted to remove non-union workers from Adelaide ports. As commissioner, he introduced a number of innovations, including cadets and probationary training for young recruits, police dogs, and traffic accident analysis. After the outbreak of World War II, despite being on the retired list, Lean became the state commander of the Returned and Services League organized Volunteer Defence Corps, a form of Home Guard, in addition to his duties as commissioner. After retiring in 1944, he was knighted for his services during 24 years at the head of the police force. In retirement he became involved in conservative politics, and remained active with Returned Servicemen's Associations until his death in 1962. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 058 UTC on Tuesday, the 25th of June 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Raymond Lean. This podcast is produced by Arbulus May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbulus May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Emma. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.